Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, always, every time that we get a chance to listen to your word, we know, Lord, that you are going to bring the light into our situation, because you already said the entrance of your word brings light. And this morning, again, as always, said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. This morning, Lord, may the very oracles of God expound thy word into our hearts to bring light in the face of Jesus Christ. Even for everything that we face and everything, Lord, that we go through, we know you are promised already that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And therefore, Lord, we give you praise today, Lord. Bless every heart. Let everyone and every soul be fulfilled. Let every need be met. And above all, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. How many of you feel good this morning? Praise God. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen. Well, you know, I feel good. Amen. You know, and the Lord is good. I'm going to just share a short exhortation with you this morning. I have a message, a different message that I was going to preach, but I don't have time to preach it this morning. We're way behind schedule. So I'm going to just share this exhortation with us this morning. Turn with me to Luke chapter 5. Now the title of this exhortation this morning will be Nevertheless. Nevertheless. Now, there's a story here in Luke chapter 5 that I want to read. The Bible says, and he entered into one of the ships, that's Jesus from verse 3, which was Simon's, and he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, now take note of that word. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. So the message this morning is nevertheless, at thy word. Now, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and that they would come and help them. And when they came, they filled both ships, and the ship began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of fishes that they had taken out. Here's what happened in the story. Peter, a skilled fisherman, and his companions, or partners, you might say, in business, you know, I mean, they knew how to do this fishing, you know. I mean, they were professionals at it. And they were there all night long, but they caught nothing. Well, the Lord was fixing him to bring out a point, you know. So, the Bible does say that except the Lord build a house. How many of you know that the laborers labor in vain? That's right. Except the Lord is in whatever we are doing, you know, it might turn out to be in vain. You know, and Peter was there the whole night, and they had caught nothing, the Bible said, but one word from the master. How many of you say amen? One word from the master. And Jesus said, you know, launch out into the deep. You know, Peter, you know, he had enough senses to know that once the Lord speaks, you know, he said, here's what he said, and this is what my short exhortation to you this morning. Peter, he looked at his situation. He said, look, I have been at this thing all night long and I have caught nothing, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down for a catch. You know, the Lord said, see, now the Lord, he is a great creator. See, he can command those fish to come right into the net. You know, and he spoke the word. See, all he had to do was speak the word. You know, he spoke the word. He said, let, but you see, if Peter hadn't acted on the word just like Jesus said, you know, he wouldn't have won out. Jesus said, launch out into the deep. He gave him specific instructions. You know, he didn't just tell Peter to cast his net right where he was. No, he said, launch out into the deep. Now, if he had just cast the net where he was, he would not have been obeying what Jesus said. And he said, go further into the water, into the deep place. You know, and Jesus, he already spoke to those fish. You know, and he timed it right. He spoke to those fish. Amen. The Bible says the elements, even all of heaven and all these things that you see when you look out in the skies, they do his bidding. The Bible even says that they looked unto him and they were enlightened. Even the sun gets its brightness by looking unto the Lord. That's what it is. The sun looks unto the Lord, you know, till this day. One command from the Lord and all those planets are still in place. Just one word. See, all he had to say is, let the sun be over there and let the stars be over there. And let them be for signs, and let them be for lights, and so forth. And that he only had to say it once, and till this day, everything still obeys. That's how great he is. How many of you say amen?
Yeah.
That's right. And for your situation, all he has to say is the same thing. Launch out into the deep, and you know, he can bring all the things, you know. And if you are in business or you are struggling with anything, doesn't matter what it is. You know, you might be struggling the whole night. I mean, look at Peter. The whole night long, he didn't do nothing. You know, he couldn't catch any fish, you know. And in 1 minute, when the Lord spoke, he did more in a few minutes than he had done the whole night. You know, when the Lord, he steps upon the scene, and when you recognize, you know, his greatness. See, amen. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, lean not to your own understanding. See, but in all your ways, you can't lean. You know, if you try to figure everything out all by yourself and so forth like that, well, you know, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't work. But if you trust in the Lord, it is guaranteed to work. You know, but you must listen to the Lord. And you must be ready to do what he says. Just like Peter was ready, he said, nevertheless, at thy word. Now, so, what are you going through this morning? What is it that surrounds you? You know, perhaps you have tried, perhaps you've reached out and so forth like that, you know, and maybe you just can't get things going your way. Well, let me tell you one thing this morning. If you will only believe his word, you know, the word of God, the Bible says, will go forth and it will not return unto him void. It will not come back unto him void, but it will accomplish the very thing whereunto it is sent, and it will prosper in God's pleasure. So what God has said concerning you, he will bring it to pass, but you must believe it. Amen? Praise the Lord. The word that was spoken, when it did not mix with faith in the hearts of some people, the Bible says it didn't profit them anything. Now, so the word of God, to be profitable unto you, must be mixed with faith. You know, and that's the way that God brings it. And what, instead of you looking at your situation, you look at his word. You look to his word. Now remember, you know, several months ago we preached on the message, the word will sustain itself, self-sustaining word. Whatever God said in his word, it will sustain itself. God doesn't need any helper. The word of God, once spoken, it will carry itself out. You know, that's just the way it is. Once he speaks it, that's it. It's done. It's signed. It's delivered. There's nothing anybody can do about it. You know, and once he speaks it, it's finished. But you must believe it. See? Now, if the Lord says to you, you know, he gives you a promise and so forth like that. You know, he says, I will make you the head and not the tail. You know? Well, you know, look at your situation right now. It looks like you are the tail. In fact, it looks like you are bottomed out. See? But you say, the Lord said, well, but you must believe it. See, when you believe it, then you begin to act upon it. You act upon his promise. You repeat his word in praise. And then you tell him what he said. And you look at, you know, you can look at your situation and say, well, Lord, I don't know. You know, this situation that I'm in right now, you know, doesn't look like Exactly what you said. But nevertheless, at your word, I will believe, and I will lift up my head. You know, and when you believe God, you know, when you rejoice at His word. See, actually the Lord Himself, He rejoices in those that rejoice at His word. He said, this is the man to whom I will look, he that trembleth at my word. See, when God speaks something and you believe it, God rejoices in that and He will back it up. Now, so, what are you going through this morning? You know, and it could be a sickness, it could be an illness, it could be something that doctors wrote you up. You know, and so forth. Now, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. As long as you are in this flesh, you are going to have those sicknesses. You're going to have those diseases, but I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's what He said. See, so when you have those challenges, when you have those things come up against you like that, you know, you must look to His word. You know, I mean, the Bible says, in the volume of the book, it is written concerning me. You can say, well, you know, now, you know, I've got this thing, the doctor said, you know, I have this, you know, cyst in my stomach, or I have this, you know, thing in my body, or I have this leukemia, or whatever. You know, I don't know what it is, but you can say to yourself, you know, that nevertheless, according to His word, I am healed. Amen. Yes. Praise ye the Lord. You know, nevertheless, according to His word. Now, don't look at the circumstances around you and so forth like that, and try to measure God or limit God by those. The Bible says that Israel sinned daily because they limited the Holy One of Israel. You know, they limited Him. When you limit God, that's a sin. That's a great sin, as a matter of fact. You know, our God is the Almighty God. And He can do all things. And God can do for you anything that you can believe Him for. Now, if you don't believe, well, you know, that's how small your God will be, is how far your faith will go. But if you can believe God, if you can reach out, in fact, the Bible says that He is able to do exceeding abundantly and above all that you can ask or think. It means that if you can even think it, God can do more. You know, now imagine that. Just think about that for a minute. You know, the brain, you know, has, you know, and you know, it has incredible potential to imagine things. I mean, you can sit down here, you can imagine yourself in Beijing watching the Olympics and on the track right there with them. I mean, you can do anything with your brain. You know, I mean, you can imagine yourself, you know, maybe you have a situation now and so forth. You can imagine, maybe you are looking for a new car. You can imagine yourself driving that new car. I mean, that's how powerful the brain is. You can think anything. Well, maybe you are even homeless on the street. You can imagine yourself, you know, in a good living place and living conditions and so forth. Your brain, you can use your brain. You can imagine good things. Well, you can also imagine vain things. See, you can also let your mind tell you terrible and horrible things. But the Bible says, control your mind. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, control your mind. You think on these things, the things that have good report, the things that are of virtue, the things that are of faith. You think of the word of the Lord. But what the point I'm trying to bring is, no matter how far and advanced our thoughts are, and the capacity that is in our brains to think, God can exceed that. Anything that you can think, if you can even imagine it, He can do more. You know, praise God. Well, see, the reason that many of us don't even get enough from God, let alone get more, is because that's all you can believe for. See, now a little kid, now I'm going to give it to you this way so you understand it. Now a little kid, you know, when they are little, maybe you give them a 25 cent a quarter allowance a week, and they will be so glad. You know, I mean, like a little boy, you know, maybe he's a year old or so forth, 2 years, and when they begin to understand, you know, something about money and whatever, maybe the mom say, well, you know, I'll give you, you know, you be a good boy and I'll give you this and so forth like that. You know, and, you know, for a long time, they may not even understand anything more than that quarter. How many of you know what I'm talking about? They may not even know that there is a dollar, because that's the capacity that's in their mind. See, they can only understand about that quarter. And as they grow, you know, pretty soon, you know, you give them a quarter, they say, oh, no. Now, that's too small now. You know, they say, okay, what do you want? They say, a dollar. Well, you could have asked for $5, but you only asked for a dollar. Well, you give him the dollar, you know what I'm saying? And then it goes along like that for a few years, and he's, you know, happy with that dollar and so forth. And pretty soon, he figures out that dollar is not enough. You know, so he comes back and he asks for $5. The whole time, you know, while he's asking for five, could have asked for 20. You would have given him, you know, but that's all he can imagine. He can imagine five, you know. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? See, that's all their capacity. Now, if I tell some of you here, you know, if I say, what's $1 trillion? You know, many people here may not even know. Now, if I say, what's $1,000? Well, there's a lot of people here that will understand it. $1 million maybe, and so forth like that. You know, but, you know, God is beyond all of that. See, now, God is beyond, but, see, God doesn't want us to put our attention in those things. He wants you to seek His face. See, that's the difference. That's the reason why, you know, He does things the way He does it. Because He wants us to seek His face rather than just seeking the things that we can get from Him. See, He wants, you know, He wants that fellowship with you. Now, in the cool of the evening, the Bible says that God visited Adam in the beginning. I mean, He would come there and say, hey, Adam, what's going on there? And what did you do today? And so forth like that. You know, I see the Lord didn't know, but He just wanted the fellowship. Adam said, well, you know, I mean, those animals and so forth like that, you know. I mean, you know, the Lord, He brought those animals to Adam and He gave them names and He, you know, He did all those things and He put them in order, you know. And if anybody went out, if any of those things tried to get out of hands, He set them straight. Yeah, and they all obeyed Him. He had His hands full. You know, can you imagine dealing with all those animals and all the things and so forth like that? He had His hands full. And every evening the Lord come there and He say, what do you want, you know, and so forth like that. And sometimes, you know, He asks the Lord for advice on, you know, how to do things and so forth. And the Lord will share that with him. Say, how do you know these things? Well, you know, you read between the lines. Because the Lord, He went there and He visited with him in the cool of the evening, figure out how his day went and so forth. He wants that fellowship. You know, it wasn't exactly all of the things, you know, and so forth, do this and do that for me and so forth that He wants from us, but He wants that fellowship from you. How many of you know that that's true? That's right. You know, and if you know how to stay in His presence, and if you know how to use that fellowship just right, you know, then He will begin to walk in your heart, and the next thing you know, no matter what you go through, you'll be able to say, Lord, I know that this may not look just right now, but nevertheless, at thy word, because you have promised it, I know that your word will never fail. And if any time you can exalt his word like that, he'll back it up. You know, God's looking for somebody that will take him at his word. You know, if he says to you, you know, you go out there and take up the, you know, go in there and get the place and so forth. You can go in. You can do it. I'm going to give the land to you and so forth, you know. And then, you know, well, you know, you can hear that say, well, I know I can do it. You know, I can go out there and so forth and take that place because the Lord said I can do it. You know, and those people will be lunch. I can eat them up and so forth. Or you can say, well, you know, there's a lot of giants on the way, you know, and I can't do it. You know, you can do it either way, you know. And you could be 85 years old, like Caleb. And you can still come and say, keep me this mountain. Because when I was a young man, when I was 40 years old, as my strength was then, so is my strength now. You know, God told me I can do these things, and I did it. You know, therefore I want even more. Amen. Praise you, the Lord. The more you use your faith. Now, faith is the one thing, it's the opposite, you know, how your bank account works. You know, the more you draw from your bank, the less you have. Well, faith is the exact opposite. The more you use, the more you have. So when you use your faith, you have even more faith. Because it yields. The Bible says the kingdom of God is like a little mustard seed. See? When you plant it, you know, it looks little at first, but the next thing you know, it becomes a great big tree, and so forth like that. You know, that's like that little faith. You know, it looks little at once, but when, you know, at the beginning, but when you put it in the hands of the Lord, when you put it in His Word, see, and then the next thing you know, that faith begins to grow. And when that seed grows, it produces more seed. You know, when you plant a seed that's, you know, just a few grain, you get a much bigger harvest than the number of grain that you planted. How many of you know that's true? I mean, when I was young, we used to plant grain of corn and so forth like that, maize and so on, you know. And, you know, you get just a bunch, you know, a handful and so forth, and you plant it. The next thing you know, you get a harvest that fills up this place. See, that's like your faith. When you put your faith into work, you know, into action, you get more out of it, you know. And the more you use your faith, the more you have. But your faith in order for it to be valid, must always be based on the word of God. So what you got to say is like Peter, nevertheless, at your word, not by what I feel, not by what I see, but by what your word has said. How many of you can say amen to that? Now, what God will back up is his word. Not what you feel, not what you whatever, but what he has said. See, if he has said it, see, he cannot, his word cannot be broken. See, once he has said it, if you believe it, that settles it, and God will back it up. Now, if you are here this morning, you say, well, you know, I've got a situation. Well, we all have situations. How many of you know that's true? Praise God. But he is beautiful for every situation. Or I don't care, you know, it doesn't matter what, you know, thing you're going through and so forth. It doesn't even matter how you got there. You know, if you can reach out to the Lord this morning and say, Lord, I know, doesn't look just right today, but nevertheless, thy word has promised me a new day. The Bible says, though sorrow may endure for one night, yet doubtless joy shall come in the morning. So no matter what it looks like today, you can say, Lord, I know that even though it looks like the night right now, it looks gloomy around me right now. Nevertheless, I know that thy word has said that my day is going to break soon. You know, and so forth like that. You know, so you use your faith. You know, you proclaim his word. In the volume of the book is written concerning me. So you speak what the Bible says concerning you. Well, he's already promised great things for you. See? Now, so you speak that. Whether it looks like it or not, you believe that. Now, Peter, he believed the word. And he acted upon it. And boy, did they ever catch a draught of fish. It nearly sank their boat. And this was something they'd been doing the whole night and caught nothing. See, now, that's how quickly God can change your situation. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, you say, I am homeless today, or I am this or that, I am jobless, or I have this situation, or whatever. You know, that's how quickly Jesus can change your situation. Now, he is the man. First, you must recognize that he is the master of the universe. Oh yeah, that's right. He is the master, and at his word, everything does his bidding. Everything. Now, the only people, see, the only things, let's put it that way, you know, that sometimes rebel against the Lord and so forth, is because God gave us free will. See, he gave us free will and so forth. So we choose to use that will not to obey the Lord sometimes. But, see, all the creation and all the universe and all the elements and so forth, they all do his bidding. Now, so if you submit your will to him, you can have the best of his word every time. You know, just submit your will to his word. See his word the way that he speaks it. Receive it for yourself and go about your business and it will come to pass. How many of you say praise the Lord? That's right. Don't have to figure it out, you know. Peter could have said, well, you know, I mean, he said that, but he quickly talked himself out of it. You know, he said, well, you know, all night long, Lord, you know, what are you talking about? You know, we've been, you know, and as soon as he started to say that, he talked himself, I said, well, you know, he's already known one thing. He knew that Jesus was the master. And he knew that, well, you know, I don't know whatever else, but I know when he speaks, all I got to do is believe that word. He already seen it. He knew it, you know. So he said, well, okay. You know, I know that, you know, once you speak that word, you know, and so forth like that. Now, one time even, the Lord, he told Peter, when it was time for him to pay his taxes. Now, some of you better pay up your taxes. You know, because they thought, well, we don't have to pay taxes. I mean, we are children of the land and so forth like that. Well, Jesus said, well, show me the coin then, you know, and so forth like that, you know. So he said, well, you know, whose inscription is on that? I said, Caesar. Well, so there you have your answer, you know. So, you got to pay the taxes to Caesar and so forth. He said, well, here's what I'm going to do, though. You know, you're going to not... Jesus paid his taxes. You know, he said, well, you're going to pay for yourself and you're going to pay for me. So, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you down, you know, to the river over there and you go catch the first fish. And when you do, open it up, bring the coin, pay for yourself, pay for me. You know, and so forth like that. Now, of course, he was testing his obedience. Now, all of that, you know, he could have snapped his finger like this and gave him the coin. You know, why do you have to send him to the water? Why do you have to send him to go and do that? Now, Peter had to go back home and get his fishing gear. How many of you know that? Because he wasn't carrying it with him. He had to do all of that and so forth and then go down to the... You know, but he had to obey the word. Now, it is the word, you know, that brings God's promises alive. It's actually in his word, you know. So you've got to obey the word, what he said to you. One time he said to Elijah, you know, he showed him, and Elijah came and said, well, the Lord's already shown me there shall not be any rain, there shall not be anything except, and I wore this 3.5 years. And he did it, you know, and he went, and there was famine all over the place. And the Lord said, Elijah, get up here and go over to this place, and so forth. I commanded the ravens there to feed you. And he went there, and the Lord brought the ravens night and day and fed him, and so forth like that. And then one day the Lord said, well, you know, the Lord looked, and the brook had dried up, and so forth. You know, I love that part, because the brook dried up. You know, I've always said, you heard me say it many times in this church, the Lord allowed the brook to dry up, not because the Lord could not have prevented the brook from drying up, but he had a purpose. But he said to Elijah, now, the brook is already dry, so I want you to get up, go over here and do this and so forth like that, you know. And Elijah, he had to get up from that place. He could have said, well, gee, you know, the angels, you know, the ravens, they brought me food last night and so forth like that. You know, I'm going to hang on here, you know, for a while. No, the Lord said, that's done. Move on. Amen. Praise you, the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Sometimes, you know, what you're hanging on is done. You got to move on and so forth like that. You know, so now, when he moved on, though, when he obeyed the word of the Lord, boy, there was another miracle fixing to happen. The cruse of oil would not fail. Your barrel of meal will not waste, because Elijah obeyed the word of the Lord. And the woman also obeyed the word of the Lord through the mouth of Elijah. So they got a 2-for-1 miracle right there. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, all you have to do, the same, that woman also did the same thing. She said, well, you know, I've got only 2 sticks left, you know, I mean, just a little handful of dough, and I'm going to bake it for myself and my son. I'm gathering 2 sticks, you know, this is all I got, you know, and we're going to eat it, and we're going to die, because that's it. We don't have anything more. But nevertheless, at your word, you know, I will bake you first, you know. And she said, well, you know, I know you're a man of God, so I'm going to bake you first, you know, because you said it. So she said, well, you know, I'm going to bake it. So she went and baked it first and gave it to him. The next thing you know, boy, she couldn't put an end to that miracle of supply. You know, she couldn't stop it. You know, she couldn't stop it. It stopped only when there, you know, when there was no more, you know, there was no more place for her to put it. The miracles just started bursting forth. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, you'll notice this is not a message about you giving anything, you know, and so forth like that. You know, that's not what this is all about. You know, if you want to give anything at all, give your obedience to the Lord. See, that's how you get the best from God. It's not about putting money in the basket and all these things that people tell you. You put some money over here, you know, you want this, and then you put this over here. You know, you can't buy anything from God. Amen. The silver and the gold is mine, said the Lord. He doesn't need your money. All he wants is your obedience and so forth like that. We're not taking up any offering and all that. You know, we don't do that here in this church. You know, so, but the message is this. Believe the word of God. See, no matter what your situation is, you know, we don't need any gimmicks, you know, to tell you how, you know, and so forth, God's going to bless you. You know, it's already in the word. See, he already said it. So, you know, I don't need to tell you put down $1,000. If you already have $1,000, what are you looking for again? You know, come on. Now, amen? That's right. You know, so, you know, but you look in the word. See, the word already said, surely blessing, I will bless you. And surely multiplying, I will multiply you. And God, he put a stamp on that blessing. How did he do it? He looked to heaven. He looked to the earth. He looked everywhere else. He was looking for somebody greater than himself to use to make that blessing, to make that oath. Because when you want to make an oath, the Bible says you look for somebody greater than yourself. So he himself, he looked everywhere to try to find somebody greater than himself so he can make an oath. But the Bible says, but finding nobody. Amen. Yeah. Whoa. Finding nobody else. He swore by himself. Surely, blessing, I will bless you. He already put it down. You know, nobody can change it. Balaam found that out. You know, well, God has already blessed. Nobody can curse it. God has already blessed you. How many of you can say amen to that? That's right. You know, now, devil will challenge that. Oh, the Bible says the word of the Lord is tried. See, every time that God gives you a promise, the devil will come up against it. Oh man, even God, he'll try that word in your life. Oh, absolutely. Oh yes, sir. You know, praise God. You know, you don't think that the Jesus himself, he was trying, you know. He already knew, you know, what he was going to go through, you know, to come out of that grave, you know. And, you know, every time the devil told him, you're not coming out of that grave. I'm not make sure you're not coming out of that grave. And Jesus, he kept saying, you put this temple down, and in 3 days, I will raise it up again. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. He kept declaring it. He said, because I will not leave my soul in hell, neither will I suffer thy holy one to see corruption. He declared the word of God to himself over and over again. He said, destroy this temple in 3 days, sir, I will lift it up again. My goodness. You know, and every time he spoke that word, his soul resuscitated. You know, oh, his soul was revived. You say, Jesus went through all of that? Absolutely. Because the Bible says he was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. He went through all those contradictions and so forth, you know, in his mind and so forth. But every time he came up with the word of God, oh yeah, one time he would say, oh Lord, that I would not do this, go through with this, you know, his mind. But he came forth and said, nevertheless, sir, thy will be done. Oh, that's that word, nevertheless, again. Any time that you can say nevertheless, it's kind of like saying hallelujah anyhow. I don't care what's going on, you know, I don't care how gloomy it looks. I nevertheless, at the word of God, I am going to believe for my deliverance. I'm going to believe for a miracle. I'm going to believe God to change my situation. Now, today, I want to challenge everybody that is here. If you want God to change your situation, all you got to do is believe. Oh, yeah. All you've got to do is look unto the Lord and be saved. That's what he said. Look unto me and be ye saved, ye ends of the earth. No matter where you are, no matter how you got there, you just cry unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Have you ever noticed that the answer of God is quick in coming when somebody is broken and they are asking for his help and his mercy? I've already preached that message here several times in church. You know, when they say, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner, the Lord will answer that prayer. But when they stand afar off and say, well, I am the elect, and I am the this, and I am the that, and I'm not like other men, you know, and I fast twice a week, and I read this and read that, and I know this and I know that, and so forth like that, you know. You know, and the Bible says, you know, God, he looked at them, you know, Jesus did. He said, he spoke this parable because of those that trusted in themselves, see, that they were righteous, and despised others. See, so now, there's nothing wrong with being righteous. God wants us to be righteous. You know, I preach that from this pulpit all the time. You know, that's right. You know, I've always preached it. Without righteousness, you can't even get near his throne. You know, so don't you even think anything else in your mind. You know, and the Bible says, do not be deceived. He that is righteous, he that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. So, we know God wants us to be righteous, but we don't trust in our own righteousness. It is the righteousness of Jesus. Amen. And we don't despise others. You know, so, but, you know, no matter how righteous you think you are, you know, this is one prayer that gets answered every time. You go down to your knees and say, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, he'll do it too. Oh, yeah. And you cry unto his mercy. You say, oh, wow. God will do that if I cry. Yes, sir, he'll do that. You see, now you don't be arrogant in your prayer and so forth before the Lord. That never works, you know, because God, he knows the proud afar off. Amen. Amen. You see, so arrogance in prayer doesn't ever work. But when you humble yourself, this is the man to whom I will look, he that is contrite in spirit and humbles at my word, trembles at my word. You know, when you tremble at his word, when you say, Lord, not by my own power, not by my own might, but because your word has said it, I believe it. Amen. That's all that God wants from you. See, no matter your achievements, no matter what you think about yourself, oh yes, we are taught in the Bible how those 24 elders, they cast down their crowns. They cast it all down. They said it is nothing except for his word. If it hadn't been for his word, you know, you couldn't get anything unless God promised it. That's right. If God didn't promise you, you can believe anything you want. You're not going to get it. But because he promised it, All you have to do is believe it. So that means that God, He gets all the credit. Praise ye the name of the Lord. It is God that worketh in you, not only to will, but also to do of His good pleasure. It's God that's working in you, not only to believe, but also to be able to execute His promises. That's right. The way you execute His promises, you say, nevertheless, at thy word. Praise the name of Jesus. I want us to stand to our feet this morning. Let's stand to our feet this morning. A short exhortation for us this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. You take the name of the Lord with His word this morning. See? You take that word. You know, the name of Jesus is highly exalted. You know, it doesn't matter what you're facing. Even if you have a disease in your body, it has a name. And the Bible says the name of Jesus is higher than every other name. So if it is cancer, you know, people are afraid of cancer and so forth like that. You know, and all of that, you know. But nothing, even cancer, is no match for the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you know that's true? Oh, that's absolutely right. No sickness, no disease is any match for the name of Jesus Christ. See, and even your situation, you know, is not a match. It's no match for the Lord. The Lord, He will pull you out of it. All you got to do is believe. Amen. And don't lean to your own understanding. Don't try to figure it all out, how you're going to do it, you know. But you lean on the Lord, and He will be merciful unto you. Praise the name of Jesus. You look to His word this morning. Oh yes. No matter what you've been going through, and even no matter how you got there. See, because sometimes, you know, the world, the devil and so forth, the devil, he will double cross you. After he puts you into trouble, then he will make fun of you. You know, he's a double crossing devil, that old devil, you know. But the Lord, He will have mercy on you every time. Doesn't matter whether you got it, you brought it upon yourself, it doesn't matter. You know, because a lot of people bring things upon themselves because of lack of wisdom, you know, and so forth like that. But it doesn't matter. This morning, if you cry unto the Lord, amen. The prodigal son, he brought it all upon himself. You know, he put himself in that situation, but the Bible says he came to his senses. One morning he came to his senses and said, what am I doing down here? You know, in my father's house. Oh my, my. All I got to do is reach out to my father. He's waiting anyhow. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now this morning, all you got to do is reach out for God's help this morning. Praise God. And every time we come into the house of God, we never want to leave without giving people an opportunity to receive His mercy. See, we want to give you an opportunity to receive His mercy this morning. We want you to say this morning, if you want to say it, you know, that this morning, Lord, my situation looks bleak. My situation looks hopeless. My situation, I mean, I don't see any light. I sit in darkness and so forth. But nevertheless, at your word this morning, I will believe. I will believe that you are able. Amen. Oh, I love that word, He is able. Praise God. I mean, you can say He is able this morning. Oh yeah, you've got to settle that in your mind. You cannot get anything from God unless you first believe that He is able. He that cometh to God must first believe that He is able. Oh yeah, sir. He is able to do it. You must settle that in your mind. You know, whenever you want anything from God, settle in your mind that He is able. Amen. Praise God. You know, when you tell Him, see the word, there's one song He said, when you call Him Savior, you call Him by His name. Oh, the Lord, He will save you from all your afflictions. He will save you from all your distresses. He will save you from all your troubles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. You know, and so forth. The Lord already told us that. You know, so don't you ever think that just because you love the Lord and so forth, or you give your life to the Lord, that everything is just going to be rosy. Oh, no, He didn't promise us that. He said there will be many afflictions for the righteous. But one thing we know is this. Now, we don't know how you got into trouble. We don't know, you know, whatever it is, the reason. Some people try to say, oh, this man did this, that's why he did that, and so forth. We don't know that. But one thing we know, the Lord will deliver you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Was this man, you know, they looked at him, he was 40 years old, and he was blind from his womb, and so forth, John chapter 9. And they said, was it this man's sins or his parents' sins that made him to be born blind? And Jesus said, oh no. Don't worry about the man's sins or his parents' sins, none of those things. But that the glory of God might be revealed. See, glory of God will be revealed through this man's blindness. That's a hard saying. No, not through his blindness, but the day that he was healed by the power of God. The glory of God was revealed. Now, you could have been 40 years in your problems. I don't think anybody here is already 40 years in any problem that you've been, you know. But whatever it is, Jesus said, don't worry whether it was your sin. Don't worry whether it was your parents' sin. Some people say generational things. Don't worry about all that Jesus said. He said the glory of God will be revealed in your deliverance. But you must accept that deliverance. Praise the name of Jesus. Don't sit down there and say, well, Jesus, and so forth, feel sorry for yourself. Sorry for yourself will not get the job done. You must accept his deliverance. You must take his word, and you must take his name. Now, if you want deliverance from anything, you want deliverance from alcoholism, you want deliverance from addiction, you say, why are you speaking like that? You are in a church. No, this is kind of like a hospital too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we are a ministry here, and we bring people here all the time and so forth like that. You know, so, you want deliverance from any of these things, we always want to invite people to come and receive what God will have for you this morning through the name of Jesus Christ. And also, you say, I've been battling this or that and so forth, or sickness, is disease. It doesn't matter what it is. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Oh yes. Because he will not only save you from your sins, he will save you from the problems that sins bring into people's lives. That's right. Because when he delivers you from sin, he will deliver you from all of the problems that go along with it too. You know, every time he will deliver you. Praise God. So I want you, come quickly. And I'm going to believe God together for you, with you this morning. If you want prayer for anything this morning, I want you to come quickly. I'm going to believe God with you this morning. And the Lord is going to change your situation. All you have got to do this morning is say, nevertheless, sir, at your word. I don't know, you know, I'm going through this and so forth. Things don't look right in my life and so forth. But your word has already said it's going to be this other way. So you take his word this morning. And I want you, come on, don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be bashful and so forth. And don't miss the day of your visitation. Praise God. You come forward this morning. We're going to believe God together. And the Lord is going to change that situation. It doesn't matter whatever it is you are believing God for. It doesn't matter. All you got to do this morning is take his word. You must take his word. Don't take your feelings, and don't take the word of the devil, and don't take somebody else's suggestion. Take the word of the Lord this morning. Praise ye the name of God. Now, those of you that came forward, I want you to come right here, you know, in front of the pulpit, and we're going to believe God together. Amen. Now, if you have any faith at all, you'll come forward this morning. That's right. You know, praise God. You know, unto you shall the gathering of the people be. Not unto me, unto Shiloh, you know, Jesus Christ. He's the one, he's the chief cornerstone. He is the main one. Praise God, hallelujah. I love to say it like that, because the devil, he found out that there is none like God. Because Jesus, he cast him out by the light. So we always like to lift Jesus up. We put only Jesus on top and everybody else down. Because he is the only one that can solve your problems. He is the only one that can change your situation. Praise God. Now, I've got a lot of people here this morning. So I'm not going to go down one by one, and so forth. I pray for all of you. But I'm going to believe God with you. How many of you are ready to believe God this morning? Praise God. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Amen. Yes. This is why we come to church. The Bible says, my house shall be the house of prayer for all people. When you come to the house of God and there is no prayer, what kind of house of God is that? You know, my house shall be the house of prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not these walls, you know, and so forth like that. The people of God, they are surrounding with you today in prayer. Let's believe God together. Lift up your hands this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. These ones that have come forward this morning, they have chosen to receive your word. Their situation, it may be a sickness. It may be a situation they are going through. It may be finances. It may be a decision you got to make in your life. It may be a challenge that you face that you can't seem to get the better of it. This morning, I want you to say, nevertheless, Lord, at your word. I believe. Oh yes, and I know that you are able. Come on, everybody say with me, nevertheless this morning, Lord, at your word I believe, and I know that you are able to deliver me and to change my situation. Oh, praise the name of the Lord this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I am going to call over you the name of the Lord. You know, we don't work any magic, but we use the name of Jesus Christ. Because there is no one. See, there is no other thing given under heaven or any other name that we by which we must be saved. So this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, he said, Jehovah, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. That name of Jesus is the banner this morning that we wave over these people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I wave that name, Jesus Christ. Oh yes, by whom all the families, both in heaven and under the heaven and so forth, are named. The name of Jesus this morning. And Lord, we lift up your word that has been spoken. And I know that word will sustain itself in every life and every situation that is here present. Father, Lord, for sicknesses and for diseases, the Bible says, I sent my word and I healed your disease. Oh, Lord Jesus, everyone that is here this morning sick in their bodies, if you are sick and you are here, I want you to put your hand wherever it is that the pain or the hurt is at. And I want you to believe his word. No matter what the doctors have said, no matter what you yourself are feeling, you say, nevertheless, Lord, I know I feel this pain. I know I have this hurt. I know my stomach hurts or my pain on my back or my shoulder or whatever. But nevertheless, at thy word, I know I have been healed. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh yes, I want every one of you to believe God like that. And every situation that you are believing for, finances, decision making, wisdom or whatever else, or life changing power of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, today, Lord, work a miracle for everyone. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord, lift up your hands, those of you who are here. Oh, just lift up your hands and wave it before the Lord. Oh yes, just wave your hands, Lord, before the Lord. Oh, and give him the praise. Give him the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to say, thank you, Lord, for having mercy on me. Come on now, everyone say it. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy on me. Come on, say it. Those of you who are out here, say, thank you, Lord, for having mercy on me. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy on me. Oh, remember, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Oh, thank you, Lord, for having mercy on me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy on your people this morning. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Lord, he will show mercy unto those that hope in his salvation. Those that hope in his salvation, those that are trusting in his mercy daily, the Lord will show mercy unto you because you are trusting in his salvation. You are trusting in his mercy. You are not trusting in any man. You are not trusting in any woman, but you are trusting in the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, Father, Lord, work a miracle for your people today. Lift the burdens, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Lift the burdens, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Work a miracle for your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, let there be joy in the hearts of your people, Lord. Let there be joy in the hearts of your people. Let there be joy in the hearts of your people, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord. Let your word, Lord, that you have spoken this morning, go forth and walk, oh Lord, in the eyes of your people. You said this word shall not come back void, but it will accomplish the purpose of God, and it will prosper in the thing whereunto it is sent. That word is sent this morning into the lives of your people for a lifting up. Therefore, let it prosper in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Let there be a lifting up. Let there be deliverances. Oh, surround your people, Lord, with songs of deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you don't have to tell me anything, but there is no unspoken request before the Lord. The Bible says the preparations of the heart and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So even as the thought is forming in your heart, before you even spoke it, he knew it. Amen. Praise God. So you don't have to tell me anything. The Holy Spirit, he's already gone inside your heart. See, he fished out that request already and he presented it before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. All you have to do is believe it. Amen. You know, if you can have faith, you can believe God, he can do anything for you. Praise God. Wave your hands again and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sing it. Hallelujah. 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 Permanent in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise. Amen. Praise God. Shout the victory as you go back to your seats. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.